Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, you are as lively stones built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Things are about to shift quickly.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. And everybody, praise the Lord. Giving honor to the Spirit of God, amen, who is the head of my life. Thanks be unto God who give us the victory. We'd like to say a good Saturday morning unto you on this morning. We thank you for allowing us to come into your homes, to come into your automobiles, amen, to come into wherever you may be at this morning, or however you may be listening. We thank God for you. Most certainly, we know that God is yet in control and God is still on the throne. As we come boldly before the throne of God, let us come boldly before his throne that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need and the time that we're going through, and all us going through something. The Bible says, know that your brother is going through something more significant than you. Sometimes we feel as though we got it bad and we can't catch a break, and it seems like there's trouble on every side. But I'm so glad that Jesus is closer, amen, than a friend. He a man that have many friends must show himself friendly, amen. And there is a friend that stick closer than a brother. Praise the Lord. You're now in tune to Lively Stones Ministry with your minister for this half hour segment, Minister Ezekiel Jones. We thank God for Sister Karen Hubbard of Hidden Places. Thank God for her, amen, for being here along with us this morning. We thank God, amen, for WCNO that we're right now. We're live right now in the studio right here in the beautiful city of Palm City in the Sunshine State. Glory to God. And we just thank God, amen, for all what God is doing and what he has done in the past and what he is revealing and what God is doing in the future and going forth. Glory to God. We want to make an announcement now at this time. Lively Stones Ministry, myself, Minister Ezekiel Jones, will be speaking at Tabernacle Church of Deliverance on tomorrow, Sunday morning, 10:15 a.m. Address, 2907 Avenue S in the beautiful city of Fort Pierce, Florida. We would like to invite you to come out if you're not doing anything, up under the leadership of Pastor Harriet Gordon and Overseer Mother Dorothy Gordon and all the congregational members there. It's a great place, amen, to come and worship the Lord and lift up the name of the Lord and love. Love is what draws. Love. If you don't have love, there's no evidence of God. There's no transformation of God. There's no elevation of God. Love is all we need. Love is all we need, and love cover a multitude of sins. Glory to God. So we thank God, amen, for the opportunity there. So if you're not doing anything, we would like to invite you to come out and worship. You hear the voice on the radio all the time, amen. Now it's time for you to come experience the move of God live. The Bible souls declare, do not forsake the assembling yourself with amen, the symbol of God. And there's, where there's unity, there's strength. Sometimes we have to come out and be amongst the people of God in prayer. We and being prayerful at all times and supplications and all prayer, amen, that we'll be able to stand whatever that we're going through, hearing a word from the Lord, you know. And once we hear the word from God, we'll be able to apply that word of God to our life. The Bible so declares, Psalms 119:89, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." If the word of the Lord is settled in heaven, I am a, and you are a recipient of that word. That word begins to be deposited within your spirit, and you begin to walk in a way, walk in the newness of life, walk into the obedience of God, to walk in circumspectly, amen, to understand what God have for you in your life, to walk in your purpose, to walk, amen, in the foundations of God, for the foundations which he, assembled, amen, for the beginning of time, amen, to be a workmanship of God. No need to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Glory to God. Glory to God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity. Once again, we thank you, O God, for our listening audience on this morning. O Lord, we ask you, Lord, right now to go right now, O Lord, to intervene, O Lord, wherever the situation that they may have, whatever hardship or crisis or dilemma that whatever going on in someone's life right now, O Lord, we ask you right now, O Lord, to pay them, amen, a day of visitation. And amen, O God, if the heart have been hardened, O God, we know that you are the mender. You have put it back together again, O Lord. We thank you, O God, because you said in your word that your word is like a hammer that destroys, amen, the rock, saith God. And I ask right now, God, all these precious and exceeding promises in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Why don't you say amen? Why don't you say amen, amen? Humble yourselves. Humble yourselves and the humility of God, that you're clothed with honor. Jesus was clothed with honor. And by he being clothed with honor, he took upon himself the form of a servant. But before he was clothed with honor, there was humility that he had to suffer, that he was humble. Man, he had to humble himself. Well, the Bible so declared Philippians, that second chapter, where he humbled himself even unto the obedience of death, even the death of the cross. And by him doing so, he showed a way of discretion of we're as being children and dear followers of God. And he made himself as an offering and a sacrifice, as a sweet smelling savior unto God. So there's no excuses at this appointed time for us to get to know God now in the fullness of Christ. I often give the invitation when I'm out and about, you know, and telling folk about the Lord Jesus. And some people don't want to hear the word of the Lord. But I got to tell you this morning, once you feel the joy of the Lord inside your heart and God begin to come in and intervene in your life, the spirit of visitation begin to visit you. Amen. And once that begins to take place in your life, will you allow him to come in there? See, God hears them of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. So you have to allow the spirit of the Lord to come in. And the Bible so declares that the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Don't harden up. Don't shut God out, because God have the plans, amen, for you, amen, to be of thoughts of peace and not of evil, and to give you an expected end. And see, there's an eternal hope. There's an eternal glory. That is, there's a destiny that every man and woman, boy and girl, have to face at one day. Amen. And that what our sight shall be, gazing in to heaven. That is the final reward. And we all will have to see and give an account for the deeds of what we have done in this body. For we all shall sit in the judgment seat, amen, of Christ to give an account for what we done, whether it be good or bad. So there's a good time now to understand and to get into him and get to know him. See, praises belongs to God. And the Bible says that let everything that have breath praise the Lord. So you ought to give him glory. But when I'm praising God and when I'm glorifying him, when I'm honoring him, amen, when I'm magnifying him, when I'm denying myself, see my praise, even much before I praise God, begins to be obedience. See, it's my obedience that makes me want to praise God. See, it's my obedience that can gather me up. It's when I look back, and when you look back over your life and you begin to think things over your life and what it reflects from where you was back there until you is now, glory to God, you have to give him some praise. You know, it wasn't no goodness of your own. You can't keep yourself. The Bible says that the Lord is thy keeper. He's the shade of thy right hand. And as he being the shade of thy right hand, he'll withhold you with the right hand of his righteousness. Glory to God. Well, we need to understand now that God have given every man a measure of faith. Every man a measure of faith. There's a faith, amen, a wavering faith that God wants to deposit into your spirit that you will know and believe that he's God and he got everything under control. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We was a little tight on getting here this morning. Like I said, we're live here in the studio this morning. We make it a pretty much before God that we want to be consistent before the Lord. We make mention that we want to allow God to order our steps. And at times and most of the time, and you know, we be led by the Spirit of God. We don't want to say anything that is not of God at all. So, you know, because we're sons and we're daughters of God. So I got into a traffic jam on the way being here, and I had to make a detour route. And I had to go a long ways around. So I was really pressed with time on coming here. And I actually just walked in here 15 seconds before the segment. Didn't have a chance to get all my literature and everything together. You know, but how many know that when you in the Lord, you got to be ready always at a time. Amen. When the Son of Man, when you think not that he comes back. So you always have to prepare yourself to be ready in season, out of season, amen, to be able to preach the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know God is a way maker. We know God that God will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Somebody is going through something out there over the radio right now. Somebody been listening to this radio now for quite some time. You want to call in, but you didn't take it upon yourself to call in at that time because you feel as though if it won't change your circumstances. But I got to tell you, I can't change your circumstances. You can't change your circumstances. You have to have a divine intervention, amen, a spirit of God that dwells on the inside of you, a visitation from God. The Holy Ghost will change your discretion. He will change what you're going through, a reverberate of the word of God. See, God is a God of expectations. God is a God of long suffering and patience, amen, and endurance. So I'm reminded as you begin to look in the book of Timothy, 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, and when Paul began to tell Timothy that at this particular time, when Paul, amen, was not cast into prison yet, but Paul was in Macedonia, and Paul began to write to the young man and began to tell him, Timothy, thou old man of God. Amen. When Timothy, there is a lot of false teachers that's going on out there, and people is into filthy lucre. Love not, amen. The love of money is the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. Not the love of not money itself, but the love of money, where people would do deceitful things to try to gather it and try to come up with the control. Now let's go to 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We tell you, he's a good God. We love him this morning because, God, we love him because God first loved us. And we have to give him the praise. We have to give him the honor. Amen. Because he is worthy to be praised. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. So some have erred and coveted after something. Coveted is something that you desire to want to have from someone else. And covetous is idolatry. As you pondered and wondered and you meditate on a thing that you're looking over into somebody else's life and wanting to desire to be like somebody else. And where are your intentions at? See, God has made us unique in his own image and his own likeness. And as being a believer and as being followers of Christ Jesus, take myself for a particular example. When I was younger, I seen people of God, and I had a desire to want it to be like them somewhat, not like them, but have the spirit of God in me to make me act in an obedience type way. I looked up to that. And what a one do when you come and you see the man and the woman of God and their life is lining up in an alignment with the Lord, you want to partake of that and be a part of that. And this is how we is now in the church, for being an example in the church, our leaders in the church, pastors, teachers, apostles, prophets, and we have some outsiders. They're looking in and they having a desire to want to feel what you're feeling, to feel what you feeling. Glory to God. But we cannot get to the point where we would disappoint them because we're grasping something. We're missing the mark as far as for all souls belongs unto the Lord. And them that winning souls must be wise to God. So we can't get ourselves caught up in a point where, okay, if I'm not gonna get nothing out of it, I'm not participating in it. Because there's a lot of times and things that when we do things in our life, we want some type of reward up out of it. See, but God said that I would bless you. Amen. And when he told Abraham, and with you, I will bless many nations only by you. Glory to God. And we're been created in God to be a blessing to other folk, to see the goodness of God in us. See, your reward is coming after a while. You don't have to obtain nothing. You don't have to do nothing wrongfully to be able to gather something. You can just stay for who you is and stay content where you are. Where Paul said that with godliness, with contentment is great gain. Glory to God. So Paul was beginning to enlighten Timothy to tell him about the false teacher. And in the beginning of the chapter, he said, I will have you to abode in Ephesus. You stay in Ephesus, glory to God, because this is where the work of the Lord is being brought forth now. Amen. Because there is a great deal of false teaching that going around, and they're doing it by the wrong way by proclaiming to know that they know Lord Jesus Christ. But that's why the Spirit of God that dwells on the inside of a believer, they will quicken your understanding, will quicken your belief. Glory to God. 1 Peter 3:18, for Jesus being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Glory to God. For Christ once suffered for sins once, and for the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, to know God at the fullness. See, one thing about when you in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be able to, amen, discern things. You can be able to see things even much before they happen, because you're being inclined, your ear is being inclined unto the voice of the Lord and the supplications of the Lord. This requires for you to have a connection with God. You know, a lot of times when we get busy, we get caught up in everything, amen, that's going on in our everyday life, glory to God. We don't pray as we should pray, glory to God. I make it a practice. I make it a habit to pray, amen, before I leave the house. I want to get in tune with God. I walk with God, amen, even much on the job. I have a scripture, amen, in my spirit, glory to God, that I can remind God of his word at times. And this keep me engaged, keep you engaged, amen, with the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. So Paul begins to inquire here of Timothy and tell him, but thou, O man of God. He say, flee these things, follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. The fact of the matter is, what are we in it for? Are we in it for our own selfish reasons? Are we in it to win souls to Christ? Are we in it to better our spiritual growth and be obedient unto the Lord? And allow God to use us in every area of the manifold wisdoms of God. The Bible souls declare in Ephesians 3 and 11, where the principalities and powers may be made known in heavenly places, might be made known by the church, the manifold wisdoms of God. The manifold, that word mean having many diversity. So God have quickened your spirit. God have allowed you. You know, it's an honor and a privilege to know the Lord now, because the day and the time that we're living in now, and as I begin to see everything unraveling around me, and I begin to be a spectator at times, and I see people that is getting further away from God and rather drawing to God. Draw nigh unto God and he will draw nigh unto you. But as I begin to see how things is unfolding before my eyes, this is the time of Jubilee. This is the time that we are to come together, because the devil is busy, and only thing that he have a desire to do is not to get you or to stop you from getting close to God. Jesus told Peter, he said that, Peter, Satan desire to sift you as wheat, but I done pray for you that your faith fail not. This is the same situation now that we're living in our lifetime now, that our faith faileth not. Faith is a belief in the unseen. And joy, hope is a joyful expectation of something good. So if I can't see what I'm walking into, I know that I have the Spirit of God dwelling in me, and I know that there's a God that will not lead me astray. So I don't actually have to see it, because I'm in tune with God. But if you have to see it, this means you don't trust God as you should trust God. If you have to see it. Faith, now faith, is what we're living in. It's the now faith that's being exercised and executed to a point of the fullness of Christ, and with the boldness that I have in God. See, he that humble himself shall be exalted, and he that exalteth himself shall be abased. So that mean that word abased, that mean that you're proud, you're going to be brought low. And neither that humble themselves shall be exalted. See, Christ Jesus the Lord was a man of great humility. And it was the integrity and the characteristics of him, of him to do the will of his Father. And as you begin to look at the synoptic gospel and begin to think about all through the gospel, that Jesus, he made a statement. He said that not my will be done, but the will of my Father. And he said, I have come to do the work of him that have sent me. Glory to God. And he said that if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. So he gave God great respect. And he humbled himself upon the great turmoil, upon the every situation. See, we're missing the whole situation or the whole layout of being a believer and following Jesus Christ as dear children. See, because he suffered pain. He suffered affliction. See, he paved the way for me and you, the way that we're going right now. And the path that some of us have taken have been led us to a dead end. But he that humbled himself shall be clothed with humility, clothed with honor, clothed with the garment of salvation, that he will cover you with the garment of praise. Glory to God. That's why he said in his word that this is the verdict. The verdict is now. Glory to God. That condemnation have come into the world. See, Jesus ain't come to condemn nobody. Glory to God. But it's the spirit of conviction. The spirit of God will change a one. Will make a one act in a way. Glory to God. That when you don't want to love, you're going to love because the spirit of God, God is love, peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. See, it's because of the anointing, glory to God, that every yoke going to be destroyed, my God. And see, when you take on, amen, this armor of God, to take on what the Lord stands for, there's a change. You'll be so, amen, joyful. And to say that for God I'm going to live and for God I'm going to die. Amen. For I'm going to run this race now. Amen. And that faith, faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of the things not seen. The infinite of God, the omnipotent of God. See, finite is having a divine limits or bounds or end to it. See, that's man. Man have tried to define his way of doing things, and he have put a punctuation mark on it. And it's finite. It's an end to it. But as you look further, more, the infinite in wisdom is the direct opposite of that. There's no end to God. He's unlimited. God is able, glory to God, to do, amen, the impossible. So, beloved, we thank you for listening this morning. We thank God for you. We always praying for you, amen, that you'll get closer to him. We thank God, amen, for the love that he have, the love that he have shared. Amen. Why don't you tap into him? Amen. Put him first in your life. And I'm telling you right now, put God first and watch God turn it around for you. Glory to God. We want to say to you this morning, God bless you, the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Be with you always. We love you. God bless you. Thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.